other. And like I think I just did. Oh, you do the offering first. Okay. Well, see, I asked Marcus was the offering last, and he said it was. Let's do the offering now. Let's do the offering. Father, we thank you for a choice and a chance to give. We're givers, we're receivers, and you said if we'd give, it'd be given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, that men would share out of their bosom to our hearts. And Father, we receive it. Say this with me. Say, I'm a giver. I'm not a taker. I'm not a sponge. I'm a fountain. And I have a lot to offer. And I enjoy giving. I'm grinning right now about what I'm fixing to give. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, go ahead and start passing that around if somebody wants to hurry up and give and then come talk and come say something about my brother. I know him so well, he would rather be shucking the corn preaching to you, but this is something. Hey, I knew Brother Odie be up here. I knew you was coming, brother. Brother Odie, you don't age. I don't know what you eat for breakfast, but. I was gonna say that, but you cut me off there. But it's you and the Wheaties and God, or something's going on here. Say something to us, good brother.
Hello.
Hello.
I tell you what, I've been going here to church for several years. I can't even remember how many, but it's been a lot. And I've seen a lot of people come and go here. But I tell you what, I've been here, and because who he is, years ago. Long time ago, back in the day, I asked God to bring me to a pastor and a church that I could learn from and know who God is and who Jesus is and who I am in him. And guess what? Several years went by. One day, a friend of mine, his name was Edwards, and he asked me to come to this church, and I said, well, I'll come see what's going on. So I did, and I never left.
Hey, we're glad. Right?
We're glad, I'm telling you, you know. But I'll tell you what, Pastor Mark brings the word to all of us that where we can learn. A lot of these churches you go to, I'm not knocking any church or anything, but a lot of them talk a lot. But they don't explain. Pastor Mark is a teacher, just like Jesus was. He taught the people, and that's what he's done. And we love him to death. And I just want to say those words about him and his wife and his family. This church, I wasn't feeling very good this morning, so I said, well, I might not make it today. Guess what? I made it, and I'm glad I did. So, everybody, welcome here, and bring your friends and whoever you can, because this is a church to be in. And thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In his precious name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Keith. Thank you. All right. Emily, Mark, good to see y'all. This is how we but Mark is known around my office as my Volkswagen buddy. This is my Volkswagen buddy right here. I either thank him or blame him. I don't know which. I was blaming you a little bit yesterday, but we thank him most of the time. Yeah, love you, brother. Love you, Emily.
Love you, brother. Well, July 1999, we decided that our dear neighbor Wally Smith had prayed for us a really long time, and he had been inviting us for nearly a year to come to Heritage, a little small cabinet shop down the road. Just a little small cabinet shop down the road. In July of 99, we decided that we weren't quite through, and God sure wasn't going to give up on us. So we come to this little small cabinet shop and didn't know quite to expect, but got the warmest, loving welcome from everyone there. See a lot of faces that I saw those days then. And y'all guys have always been there for us, good times, the hard times, the times that we couldn't imagine having y'all anywhere else but in our lives. We want to thank each and every staff member, from the people who do the audio and visuals and the praise team and all the beautiful people here that help in our ministry. I know God led me here, so this is my family of faith, and Pastor Mark and Pam are our pastor and his pastor. So I didn't say that quite right, but y'all got the gist of it. We love y'all so, so much.
Thank y'all so much. Love you, brother.
Hey, Pastor Mark, I'm going to act like there's nobody here, but on behalf of the Foundry, I want to thank you for all the work that you put into us, and not just the Foundry, but the first time I met you, you came from the Love Lady where my wife is at and looked me in my eyes, and with all you got going on, you just remembered that, and that's kind of stuck with me. In discipleship class, just 3 days out the week, plus all you do, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and from the Foundry's heart. Thank you so much, Pastor Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Mark, myself as well, and how God works through you in and through you and to us to help us understand that we are not to live and be defiled by our past. And then when you see God working through individuals and express love, it's genuine, and it's and how he works through individuals as yourself to so we can be receptive to understanding that we are heirs of the kingdom as well when we submit our life to Christ. And we thank you very much.
Amen. Pastor Mark, I'd like to show my appreciation for all the time and energy you put into people that a lot of people wouldn't. And I appreciate it, and I love you to death.
Amen. Pastor Mark, I just want to say thank you for the calling that you've dedicated your life to and the impact that you really have on so many people who, you know, a lot of people have given up on. And we love you, and we appreciate everything you do.
Pastor Mark, thank you. Because without you, I couldn't have done it. All the men from the Foundry, we do appreciate you. We really, really, really do. And I do appreciate you. I thank you, Mr. Mark. Thank you. Thank you. Love y'all.
Thank y'all so much. I've said before, I can tell the Foundry are here if I don't even see them. Just the spirit of just excitement they bring, it just kind of pulls it out of me, pulls the worship out of me. Anyway, Pop, I love you, brother. Now this guy right here, we almost need a Pop Appreciation Day for all this man does around here. I bet you have given me 1 million gallons of water in my life. My kidneys, thank you, my brother. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. If Vanessa gets on to me, if we go look, 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 she said, "Can you not drink? Can you not drink softer?" I said, "I can try, but I'm thirsty. Pop, can I drink water?" Pop gives me. But we love you, brother. And look at this grass. This grass out here looks so good. That's kind of your project, isn't it? I'm proud of you. It looks beautiful, brother. All right,
talk to us. Talk to us.
It's been a year since I read you one of these.
Get in the mic so we hear you.
Pastor Mark, 2024. As the years fly by, we continue to worship, praise, and serve. Each day we realize more that God blesses us more than we deserve. And, Pastor, I consider you a blessing, for you have truly blessed me. In all your teaching and preaching, you make the truth easier to see. I am so thankful to God that our friendship continues to grow. You're on my prayer list daily. Just wanted you to know. May God give you more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and strength and stamina, for your schedule is so demanding. I would be remiss not to mention Pam, as she, for she is a blessing too. She has to be a mother and grandmother as she is supporting you. As you shepherd your flock, you keep pointing us to good things above. And for all you have done and are doing, though, Pastor, you are much loved.
Hey, that's so awesome. Thank you, Pop, and we sincerely do appreciate you. I mean that. I'm not just saying that. Wow, that's so touching, man. He always gets next to me. I know. And he don't ever say nothing. You don't even know he's here, but everything he does, we love you, brother. And I'm not just kidding. He always comes up here on Wednesday and talks to us. It's just a blessing. All right, hey, come on. I'm jabbering. It's supposed to be letting y'all talk. Hey, sweetie, good to see you. Looking so good today. Look at you. Thank you for coming up.
Good morning. Now, y'all know I can talk and go talk and go do all that. Whew, so most of the time when I come up to give past appreciation. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so normally when I come up, I mention my sister because she started me in my Christ walk. All right, so she passed back here in May. And, yeah. it was so many different ways I could come to this, but I'm trying to tell you how Pastor Mark breaks things down to us. And it keeps coming back to a spare tire. Spare tire. You got to have a spare tire in your car. If your car breaks down, you got a flat, you can't go get a spare tire. You got to already have it. You got to have what you need to move around. And that's what he gives us. That spare tire, that knowledge, that wisdom, that peace, that peace. I couldn't have went and got that the day that my sister passed. I had to already have that. You know, you have to have it. The house is built, scripture says the house is built on the rock. When the storms of life come, it can withstand it. It says storm, but life. And the house that's built on sand, it can't stand. It's not able to. Pastor Mark makes sure we can stand. You know, he makes sure we can stand. When my first young walk in Christ, I thought, you know, we just skipping through the lily fields. You know, we're Christians. Nothing bothers us. Nothing happens. We just got it like that. But that's not the case. We're not exempt from life stuff. We're equipped for life stuff. It's a difference. It's a difference. So I just come to say, I don't know, back to my sister. She was my mentor. She brought me up in faith, and I've had her all my life, all my life, period. Good things, bad things, all stuff. And I never thought I'd be living life without her, and that sounds might be delusional, whatever. But I do know if I hadn't been here getting what I need, I wouldn't be here talking to you all about this and not somewhere just not making it through life. I still laugh. I still cry. We still do. But I'm living, and it's God. It's nothing I've done. He tells us, I never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you to the end of the way. And of all the things that I've gone through with Pastor Mark, you know, he's counseled me on a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. But just sitting there listening to his sermon and taking everything in through the years, this is the thing that he equipped me for. He equipped me to be able to move forward. My family even, you know we're going to stand on the word. She stood on the word, and that's what we're going to do. You have questions about things. I still have questions. God told me, like he told Kenneth Hagin about his sister, it's not your business. You know, she's gone. It's not, that's between her and God. So I say all that to say, get what you get while you're sitting here so you can take it out and manage it in life. And thank you again, Pastor Mark, and the family. All right.
That's so good. Such well said words. Awesome. Awesome. I let her preach. So good things she was saying. Brother Wally, awesome to see you, man. Thank you, buddy.
Hello. Pastor Mark, I love you. Miss Pam, y'all family to me. And I think that I've never met a man that had a servant's heart like Pastor Mark. It don't matter what's going on. He's in that kitchen cooking. He's usually one of the last one to even eat. And he's just got a servant's heart, and I love you, brother. You showed me a Jesus that I didn't know. I didn't even think I'd make it to heaven. But I came here with Tom Roberts to bring Brother Lonnie here. And I just couldn't leave after I heard you speak that first time. And, you know, there's just a handful of people in a little old bitty room. And I couldn't leave after I heard you speak. I even left my family at another church, but they ended up coming too. I've been up and I've been down, brother, but you always been there for me when I needed you. And I don't know if anybody else has been through a lot of stuff that I've been through, but that means a lot to me, brother. I love you.
Amen. Love you too, Wally. Hey, brother. Awesome. Thank you. Family's coming. little crew here. Here we come. Come on, sir.
So for those of you who do not know, Pastor Mark has known me since Pleasant Grove Assembly of God, and I was about their size. So he's been a part of my life for a long time. Had the honor of him dedicating my children. He married me and my wife, and I just wanted to say I appreciate you, Pastor Mark, and we love you. I'm sure my wife has something she wants to say too.
Well, I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I just want to thank y'all, the entire church family, especially Pastor Mark and Sister Pam. Especially Sister Pam, keep me updated with text messages when I'm not around to let me know what's going on. But I want to thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. We love you guys. Thank you all so much. Hey, brother. No, we want to hear it. We want to hear what you got, brother. Goodness, give me a... Yeah.
All right. Everybody knows the Foundry and the lives that the pastor has affected here and how he helps and changes lives. You know, God changes lives. But a lot of people don't know all that the pastor does here. If y'all look around at all these soundboards that are on the wall, I come in here one day and him and Jerry Godwin are back here putting these soundboards up on the wall. All of these sound panels that are hanging in the ceilings, pastor hung every one of them, to my knowledge, by himself. And there's a lot of things that he does that people don't know that he does. He does a lot of work. And I appreciate him.
Hey, appreciate you, brother, and all you do to help us here. Yeah. Hey. Thank you for coming down here. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Julia Goff's daughter, and I've come a few times, and I just want to thank you because she's mentioned you so many times and how what a blessing you've been to her. But when I had come one time, you did a sermon about a father, God being the father. And my father passed away in 2015. And every once in a while I'll say, I want my dad. And when you was doing a sermon, the Lord, I said, I want my dad. And the Lord's like, I'm here. What are you waiting on? I'm here. And so I just want to thank you because it really, really ministered to me. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. All right. Hey. Good to see you.
Hey, Pastor Mark. I love you. So I don't really know if you know this, but when you met me, I met Pastor Mark like 8 years ago going through the Foundry. And before you met me, I had been going to one of those fire, hell, brimstone churches. And I had a lady literally tell me that this was God's last time forgiving me. And that she had had people who didn't listen to her before. And they had went out and passed away. And so... of course, I was in addiction, so I ended up slipping up. Well, after that point, the devil had convinced me at that point that God was completely done with me. And I just walked away from the church, walked away from everything. Well, when I met you at the Foundry, the amount of lies that you have, Lord, the Lord used you to break in my mind, like, oh, I couldn't even tell you. So you were just such a blessing to me, and it doesn't matter where I'm at in this world, I'm always going to have you pouring into me, no matter what. I trust you wholeheartedly. I love you, and me and my family, we are always going to be by your side.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, as you know, Pastor Mark, I started coming here with my wife, and, you know, you've always showed us love and appreciation, and you've always been there for us. You've helped my wife through strides with her journey with God. We appreciate that. You married us. You know, that was a blessing. That'll never be forgotten. We love you, and we appreciate you.
Thank you all so much. Next Sunday, baby shower. Good, good, good intro there. Yes. Well, Don, man, I'm liking the green shirt, brother. You're looking good, brother. See, we kind of got the same little stripe thing going. We'd be like a Christmas duo here. We could sing Singing in the Holidays with Don Ballard.
Go ahead, brother. I love you, man. I love you so much.
So a lot of things that people always give tribute to when they're talking about a man of God is some of the insights and from the teaching and preaching ministry that they witness, you know, on a consistent basis from whatever pastor or minister that they may be listening to, done committed themselves to. And that's what we've heard, you know, common thread with why people appreciate Pastor and Sister Pam. And that is one of the things that through my 20 years, being a new man in Christ Jesus, I was born again in 2004, and I immediately got affiliated with this church through the Foundry. And I think I took one of your first discipleship classes. And so I just remember, one of the things that motivates me in following a man of God that causes you to maintain a level of faithfulness is you got to examine how the man lives when he's not behind the pulpit. You know, the Apostle Paul talks about how he can preach the word and be disqualified by how he lives. And so, and in other instances, we're to examine a man's work by the outcome of his life. And Pastor Mark has been one of the great motivating factors for me, because not only do I learn from him, but I'm motivated to learn from him because I respect how he lives. It's not something that you take for granted that a man go 30, 40, 50 years in ministry without scandal. I ain't talking about people getting mad at you. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I've had that's been a great part of my development and understanding of what is required of a man to live before God with a clear conscience, I've been able to witness in your life. And I was thinking this morning what would be appropriate for me to say that reminded me of what Paul said, that he'd been poured out like a drink offering. And all the different things that pastor's been mentioned that he has taken on himself in his ministry, it hadn't been separated from his life. See, your ministry and life is seamless. And there's a lot to be thankful for when you get exposed to that and you recognize it and you acknowledge it. that should be the great motivating factor to remain faithful in the things of God, because what the man and the woman of God is over you has displayed in front of the whole world. And that's what I appreciate, just that your life is God's ministry, and God's ministry is your life. And for the integrity that supports all the words that you say from the pulpit or anywhere you may travel is foundational based on how you live. To me, I've heard a lot of men and women teach and preach, and they got, a word from God. They quote the scriptures, but because there were things that I knew specifically about how they lived, it disqualified them in my eyes. And that's what I'm thankful about, Pastor, that your work will be examined when you're all said and done by how you lived. And then that's when, not only do you hear it here on on this day or on a regular basis, I hope that the well done, my good and faithful servant, is reserved for you in your time when we cross over. And I appreciate you and love you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Don. Well, is anyone else? Oh, where's Jeff? Wendy, come on.
Truly a representation of what pastors should be. Biblically, family, the way that y'all love people. And even in the time that we were gone, you were still our pastors. And when the Lord told me to come back in May, he said, you need to be there. And I said, yes, sir. Because, like everybody's talked about, Don, talking about your life, the representation for the kingdom of God, a well-done, good, and faithful servant. And I was just talking about it this morning, and just like Emily and Mark in 1999, when we came to Heritage, got baptized in a swimming pool at a barbecue.
Didn't even know him.
Didn't know you. You didn't know me. And you said, the Lord usually has me to talk to somebody before I baptize them. And you said, but the Lord told me to go ahead and baptize you, and we'd worry about the rest of it later. And sitting in that cabinet shop, back in the back, because if you didn't get there early, you didn't get a seat. It was on a Sunday night. And we were sitting in the back, and I leaned over to Wendy. I said, you see that man up there preaching God's word? I want some of what he's got, and I'm going to get it. And I got it. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost fire ever since, and I can't help it. I got the whole family. I got to tell it. I got to lay hands on somebody. I work at the post office, and they pay me to pray and pray for people on my job. They don't know it, but everybody comes to me now. And look, I always trick them. When they're talking about something, I say, well, give me your hand. And then when they give me their hand, I say, well, we're going to pray. And that's all because of where we started with you, brother, with you and Miss Pam. Amen. 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 I love me some Holy Ghost, y'all. I love it. And, when we get up here and we sing and we praise, the Bible says that's our offering to God. And I want to give him the best that I've got. and it's because of where you led us from. Amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I remember you had MC Mary Calloway and little pumpkin seat. She was pocket size. She wasn't this big. I remember that. That's awesome. Well, anybody else? Well, coming back for a second serving? Second serving? Okay. Okay, we just do this thing again.
When I grew up, I was very shy. You believe that? Well, I want to say something else. I belong to a motorcycle club. We're a riding club. And when I wanted to be a part of it, been a part of it for 24 years, and I'm their chaplain. And if it hadn't been for Pastor Mark, I probably wouldn't even know anything about that. But our president years ago asked me if I'd be their chaplain, but it was after Pastor Mark and disciple classes that I've been in, they asked me if I'd be their chaplain, and I've been that for about 15 years. And, you know, sometimes it's pretty hard for some of these bikers. They get a little wild now and then, you know. But I've told them to come to me, and I've done a lot of praying with them, and some of them got saved. I brought some of them here before. And it's just people don't realize everybody in this world has to face God one day. And when they do, they better be ready. And Pastor Mark brings that every week to us at church. And we can take that out to the whole world. But we just need more people to do that. And so that's all I wanted to say. I couldn't stop talking. So, but all these people here, I know most of them. They know me. And we try to have a good time together. In December, I'll be 82. And I still ride a motorcycle. And God's been good to me all my life. I was adopted when I was 13 days old. And I know in my heart that God was with me. He put me with a wonderful mother and father. And after that, you know, they were in church, and they got me started going to church when I was, you know, real young. And I got away from it, like most of us do. And but I came back, and like I said, when, you know, I lost my father when I was 16 years old. And I regretted most of my life about I wanted to know who my father was. And it bothered me. One day, God came to me and spoke to me, and he said, "Son, you have a father." I said, "Yes, and I haven't worried about it since, because I got the best father in the world." Amen. And we all do. Amen. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, and everybody said amen. Amen.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Well, all right. I don't know what time it is. Mark, I think. Buddy. Okay. All right. All right. All right. See you there, bud.
How you been, man? Good hug, man. Good hug. I love you, bro.
Thank y'all. And y'all. We've all been given a golden opportunity right here. I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for you. Him through you. Through her on the phone in the day space at the county jail. First heard your word, God's word through you on that phone. And over a small period of time, I learned what I was saying was the reason I was there, facing 495 years, of which I didn't serve one day. on those charges that man charged me with. God charged me with changing my life. And I pled to that charge. My family's in a great place now because of the changes I made. That's always been a good woman. This has been a rotten thing standing here before you at times. But we've been given this opportunity, and we ought not let it go, because the things that you taught me about what comes out of my mouth happens. You can't pray for a bag of $1 million and then turn around and expect it being there. But the things that you say matter so much in the things and the outcomes in your life and the people around you. And I learned that. And I claimed what was going to happen to me after you said, claim it. It's yours. I claimed it. Standing there in the room, everybody dressed in red and white, the dregs of society we were. And I stood up and said, we're not. We're men that made mistakes. And we started a little group on the floor with it's a little booklet, and you have a daily devotion. I forget the name of it. It's been since 2003. Daily Bread. So we did a daily bread every morning. Started off with a couple. Next thing you know, there's 10 or 15 guys sitting around. They would get me to pray for them before they go to court. And I tell them, you listen to what God tells you, and you be careful what you say out your mouth, because you're going to get it. Like I said before, guys at the foundry, it's up to you. Like I said, first judge told me 495 years. It was mandatory sentencing. I started doing what I was supposed to do, trying to get the other guys to do what they're supposed to do, and it worked. And I did time in there waiting on trial, but when I got out and went back, Gloria Bayhackle, nicknamed Mother Time in Jefferson County, she'll give you more time you can carry in a wheelbarrow. She let me go. She said, I'm going to trust you. She says, if you make it through this program, I'm going to sentence you to. I'll put your picture on my courtroom wall. And she says, you can see there's not so much as a pinprick in the paint. You'll be the first one. Well, she's not a judge now. Otherwise, my picture would be hanging on that wall. But I want to thank y'all and let everybody know, don't pass up this opportunity to sit up under this man. He's a godly man. He called me a man's man. I call you God's man. And I just want to thank y'all and tell y'all that me and my family love you. All right.
That's so good, bro. That's so good, man. That's so good. Wow. Wow. That is awesome. Yeah. Lord has showed me that there'll be a lot of questions in heaven. There'll be a lot of questions. And a lot of people's questions in this location, this part of the county, this part of Alabama, will start out with, well, I had that answer for you, that red roof building. Remember every time you went by it and you felt that thing inside you, but yet you wouldn't go in there because so-and-so said something about it that you didn't agree with? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm sorry, Mama. This is a gift to this area. And on the other side, there'll be a lot of people going, yeah, but you shouldn't have, yeah, but, and it's like, no, I had a place for you to learn everything you needed to know, but you didn't go there. That's coming. Lord showed me that a long time ago. Take advantage of what's been given to you free, because you can't find it hardly anywhere else. I've even thought, like, if you weren't here in this church, where would we go to church? I don't know. You know, we'd find somewhere, maybe, you know. Anyway. Anybody else got something that they would like to say? What time is it? Okay. Well, you want to talk to us a little bit? This is your morning. Amen. This would be where we would hand the offering. Yeah, give him a hand. This is where we would pass the offering plate around. If you would like to give a special offering to our dear pastor, just see Pop or Mark or somebody. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
Amen. Thank you for all those kind words. I guess this is maybe the first time in June of 98 that I did not see this coming. Normally people call and they'll go, hey, I know, because it's supposed to be a surprise, but it never has been until this morning. That's the truth. Never has been till this morning. Because normally somebody calls and say, hey, look, I know it's Pastor Appreciation Day. We're going to be out of town. Just want you to know we love you all stuff. So none of that. So that's... Anyway, kind of caught me flat-footed this morning. Praise God. I had a humdinger of a sermon ready to go, too, but amen, 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 amen. You know, when I see so many people that the Lord is equipping, I'll use Sister Ernestine's word, to go and minister other places. That's the kingdom. That's the way the kingdom works. If all you do is come here and get blessed while you're here, and it never spills over into your life or in the life of someone else, then we're not doing something right. And even our representatives from the foundry this morning, those men are making a difference, even though they're participants in the program. They're not staff, and maybe some of them will be one day, but they're leaders of men, even in that program there, and they help set the tone for other men, especially new men coming into the program. They set a level of engagement by their examples that, again, is making a difference in the lives of other people, and so... That, to me, I guess, is one of my greatest joys. We were talking on Wednesday night in discipleship class when Jesus sent the 70 out, and then they came back talking about the things that they had done in Jesus' name and how thrilled Jesus was. The Bible says he rejoiced in spirit, but it literally means he danced a jig. It literally means he jumped up in the air and spun around, is how thrilled Jesus was that people weren't just benefiting from what he taught them, but that they were using what he had taught them to make a difference in the life of somebody else. And that to me is again, I understand why Jesus was so thrilled about that, because to see that continuing now as he teaches me and I have the opportunity to teach you, and then you teach it to your children and to people that you love and work with, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Amen. Amen, amen. A couple of things before we dismiss. Brother Tommy Billings, didn't I see him this morning? Tommy, we love you, brother. If you haven't heard, Brother Tommy's wife, Paula, went home to be with Jesus this past week. What, Thursday morning? What, Thursday morning. So we love you, brother. The funeral service is Wednesday, visitation 10 to 11, and the service at 11 at Patterson's up the road here. So, Tommy, I don't know how many years I've known you, brother. I'm 57, I guess 55. I don't know. It's been a long time, brother. So about most of my life, and we love you, man, and it's an honor for you to be a part of this family of faith. And just want you to know that we love you and are praying for you. The other thing, we'll close in prayer. We'll pray for Tommy and his family, but also Pops, his mother-in-law, is in surgery even as we speak. She's 98 years old. She fell last night, broke her wrist and her hip. And so we are believing that she's just going to go through this surgery like a 14-year-old and heal up faster than a 14-year-old. Amen. So, amen. Let's stand together this morning. Can I say that I'm thankful for days like today, but I also know that you appreciate me, and I, you know, sometimes we do things and people do things and they don't feel appreciated, and I, again, June of 98, and here we are, end of October 2024, and I don't know that I've ever gone a day as the servant leader of this congregation that I haven't felt appreciated, and so that's a credit to you. You do a good job of that, and lots of people in this room who pray for me and encourage me and Pam, and we have, and you guys have enabled us to learn and grow. We'd never done this before till we did it. Amen. And I say something in discipleship class: if you wait till you know how to use a fork to use one, you'll never use a fork. Amen. And if you wait till you know how to pastor, you'll never pastor. And so we're still learning and growing. Amen. We've been doing this for a while, but, Pam was encouraged. For those of you who don't know, we had an opportunity to go up on to the Knoxville area, the Lenore City area, just really, I guess, south of Knoxville, and minister at a program there called Beauty for Ashes. That's a connection we have through our dear friends, Buell and Teresa Moore. And they use my book in their program, Becoming a Threat to Addiction. And so we went up in the spring and ministered up there and got to go back, invited back. That's the first time we've been invited back somewhere, I think, isn't it? Other than, well, Love Lady. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. There's a few other ministries that have invited us back, but praise God. But we just had a great time up there. And that was, you know, one of the things that Pam was just encouraging the ladies and sharing with them. And so, but just the goodness of God, goodness of God. Amen. So, but thank you for loving us. Thank you for encouraging us, and, best is yet to come. Amen. Amen. Good things coming isn't just something we say. It's something we believe. A lot of people correct me and they say, no, good things are here. Yes, good things are here, but we can't ever get so comfortable in what we have that we don't keep reaching for what is still ahead of us. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just lift Brother Tommy up to you this morning. We thank you for the gift and blessing that this brother is, not just to this family of faith, but to so many. Father, he's walked with you for many years, a man who runs deep, who knows your word, who stands on your word. And Lord, I just thank you that you are strong in him. Some, and understandably so, Father, that been through what he's been through this week may have chosen to take a morning off, and we would have certainly understood that, but it just says, Lord, how strong you are in him, that he's able to be here today, and your strength in him and your peace that comforts and passes all understanding is guarding his heart and mind. Thank you, Lord, as you just continue to be strong in him these next few days. And Lord, as we celebrate Paula's life on Wednesday, and as we remember, Lord, that she's with you and that we'll see her again soon. Father, we thank you for Pop's mother-in-law, for Mimi's mom. Lord, we thank you for the surgeons who are ministering to her now. Father, let these men and women do their best work. Father, we thank you for a successful procedure, for a speedy recovery. Lord, the world and science and medical science says when someone's that old, it takes a lot longer for them to heal up. But Lord, I thank you that you have sustained our dear sister for 98 years of life now. And Lord, I thank you that you are with her and you are strong in her. And Lord, you are regenerating the bone tissues and the healing parts of her body. And we just thank you, Lord, for, again, a successful surgery and a speedy recovery with no complications and no infections. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the greatest opportunity, Lord, that Pam and I have ever been given by you, and that's to lead this church and to serve these beautiful people and their families. Lord, I thank you for more folks that are coming along